Now we'll look at the latest local news on WIBD. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office has released photos of a man suspected of robbing the BMO Harris Bank in Lomira and the vehicle he left in. Robbery reported at 2:50 yesterday afternoon. The man entered the bank and demanded money from the tellers. He left with an undisclosed amount of cash in a silver four-door car that appears to be a Lexus E300. He was wearing a red hooded coat, blue jeans, and sunglasses. Anyone who can identify him or the vehicle is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department or Lomira Police. The photos are available on the WIBD Facebook page. An area pastor is looking to start a new support group for veterans in Washington County. County Veterans Service Officer Kurt Rush says Pastor Jim Slife is with the United Church of Christ in Hartford.
He is looking to help veterans in a non-sectarian fashion. He wants to put together a program which is actually this kind of burgeoning national program called Warrior's Journey Home. It's not meant to replace counseling through the VA or replace any sort of medication or anything like that through a psychologist or working on mental health with the VA medical providers. What it is it's a group that works on moral injury or soul injury and trying to help combat veterans and veterans of trauma to work through the issues that they're having in a tight-knit community group of other veterans who have gone through the same things.
You can find out more about the local program by contacting the Veterans Service Office in the Herb Tenney's Government Center in West Bend. West Bend police made two OWI arrests over the weekend. A 36-year-old West Bend man was arrested at just after 12:30 Saturday morning after an officer pulled him over for a traffic violation on Park Avenue in Cherrywood Circle and observed the man was intoxicated. He blew a .181 in a PBT before his arrest. A 33-year-old Port Washington man was arrested for second offense OWI after a caller reported a vehicle being driven erratically in the area of West Washington Street and North 18th Avenue at just after 5:30 Sunday afternoon. That driver blew a .194 in a PBT before his arrest.